the gospel reading today, we hear these three magi. Well, I guess we don't know if there are three, but anyway, we hear about the magi coming to Jerusalem and asking the question, where is he that is born the King of the Jews? Fast forward 33 years, and there in Jerusalem, what do we see right above the head of our blessed Lord? The King of the Jews. It was something that was not accepted at the beginning of his life. It was something that was not accepted at the end of his life. When these wise men came looking for the King of the Jews, I've always looked at it and said, they thought they were coming looking for an earthly king. They weren't. It says, we have come to worship him. And that's what it says in the Greek. Proskuneisai. We have come to worship him. They knew that this wasn't just a human king. They were looking for the one that was promised. That's why he wasn't accepted. It wasn't just that there could have been somebody who was born that was going to be the king. It was a matter that he was God, that he was the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of the world. And so all Jerusalem was troubled along with Herod, we are told, because they did not want him. The chief priests and the scribes are called together to ask where the Christ is going to be born. They lay it all out. They know what the prophecies are. They know where he's going to be born. They didn't want him. They didn't go to Bethlehem. They didn't say, really? Some people came and they saw the star and this is all these things that are full. No, they didn't want anything to do with that. And so 33 years later, they say, do not say the King of the Jews. Say he said that he was the King of the Jews. Thankfully, Pilate just simply said, what I have written, I have written. Because there is a recognition, an interesting recognition by Herod that Jesus is the King of the Jews. There is an interesting recognition by Pilate that Jesus is the King of the Jews. It is the Jewish people who do not recognize him, who do not want him. Now, of course, he is our king. We have to ask ourselves if we want him. Not the Jesus that we make up in our own imagination, but the real one. The one that we are to prostrate ourselves before and worship. Do we really want him? The one who is the truth, do we really want him? The one who is charity itself, do we really want him? Because he tells us that the truth is going to set us free and that we have to love God and love our neighbor. And he didn't make any exceptions from it, even going so far as say you have to love your enemy. How many of us do very well at that? How many of us even want to do very well at that? So now let me ask you again, do you really want him? Oh, we want him when he says what we want to hear. That's pretty nice. Huh, imagine that. God agrees with me. Huh, isn't he lucky? Yeah. How about we need to conform ourselves to him? Jerusalem didn't want him because he was inconvenient to them. That's what we read in the book of Wisdom, that they were going to condemn the just man because he was inconvenient to them. How about us? We have made quite a living out of ignoring his teachings. We let them go in one ear and out the other. We say stupid things like, oh, that was 2,000 years ago, as though somehow we know better. And somehow God has changed in these 2,000 years, and so what he said 2,000 years ago really doesn't apply to us because we are so enlightened in the 21st century that we know better than God. No, it didn't work 2,000 years ago. It's not going to work today. So again, we need to come back to that question. Do we want him? The real Jesus, do we want him? Are we willing to conform ourselves to him? That's what a saint does. And I have told you hundreds and hundreds of times, God wants you to be a saint. That means to conform yourself to the Lord. So when we heard in the first reading about Jerusalem that this light will dawn upon you, we remember also the words of Simeon, that he is a light to the Gentiles, a light that is going to attract. Remember, our Lord told us, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. The light attracts, it draws people to itself. And so it's a beacon, and it's a point of direction. If you can see a light that's miles and miles away, you can walk a straight line by keeping a focus on that light. That's what we're supposed to do. Because after all, the prophet Isaiah tells us, as do a couple of others, we are all to go up to Jerusalem, to the temple of the living God, and there we are to receive instruction. Jesus is the temple of the living God because he is the living God who took a human body to himself so it became the temple that would be destroyed and rebuilt in 3 days. He is the temple. And we are to go there and receive instruction because he is the truth and he will lead us to all truth. But only if we want it. He gave us a free will, therefore he will not force us to accept his truth. He will not force us to live according to his truth. And he is the truth, which means he's not going to force us to accept him, and he's not going to force us to live according to him. That has to be a choice that you and I make. So let me ask the question again. Do you really want Jesus? It's the choice you have to make. He's done everything else. And now he's just waiting for us. We give him an awful lot of lip service. But as the old saying goes, talk is cheap. He doesn't want lip service with our hearts far away from him. He wants our hearts. That's the only thing that matters. He wants us. So we can all talk a good talk, but we need to choose him. We need to choose to live this. That's a great challenge for every single Christian person on the face of the earth, consequently for us. But that's exactly what he's come for. He is the King of the Jews. Whether it is the newborn, or whether it is the one on the cross, who is opening the way for us to be reborn, our task is the same. Bow down and worship him. Learn from him, for he is meek and humble of heart, because he is the truth, and he is charity. He is the way, and he is the life. And all of us are called to be on that way. All of us are called to that life that he offers. So isn't it interesting the pagans recognized him? The chosen people did not. Now he came to his own and his own did not receive him. That's you and me today. And all these people want to call themselves Catholic, but they don't want him. I'm Catholic, but I don't agree with this. I don't accept that, whatever it is. The truth is the truth, and just because we don't like it doesn't mean it's not the truth. So we need to accept the real Jesus, and we need to conform ourselves to the real Jesus so that we can live the truth in love.